Hello, good evening.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hello. Yes, hello, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayer and Alley Craft Workers, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, sir. And how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? Have you worked there over 2 years?
Oh, a lot more than that.
And how, what would you say, over 11 to 25 years, 26 to 40 years?
Let's say 40 years.
40 years. Okay, perfect. Okay, and what is your primary branch of the tracer? Refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, tile setter, the Razzle mechanic or finisher, tile or...
I did a lot of outside brickwork, brick block outside, and refractory. Those two. I've done stonework. I've done welding.
Oh, so pretty much you have done most of it, right?
Most of masonry, yeah.
Okay.
As perfect. Far as the brick end of it goes, brick, stone, you know, natural stone and artificial stone, marble.
Okay. And how about on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper? Journey level mechanic, foreman?
German, journeyman.
Journeyman, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay, and approximately how many weeks have you been an employee? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over there?
I'm retired.
Oh, okay. So you're okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, even though you said you've been retired, right?
I have no need to work for anybody.
Okay, sir.
Doing anything.
Right. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Not really, no.
Okay. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year, sir?
I have no idea. I would say that my guess would be fewer, but looking around, there's, you know, I know friends that are in different trades of construction, and they're all real busy. So that's all I can go by.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I have no idea.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I have no idea.
Okay, perfect, sir. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, were there a steelwork appointed by the union on any of them?
I haven't worked in the last 12 months.
Well, how about when you were working, in the time you were working?
I haven't worked in over 10 years, so I can't really recall any of that.
Okay, perfect. No problem, sir. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job is still work in the union? when you were working?
A job what?
Were you ever a
steward?
Yes, sir. As a steward by the union?
Several times.
Okay, perfect. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or you do not know?
I do not know.
Great, great. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, great, great. And now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think mine is stay about the same.
Stay about the same. Perfect. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side when you were working, which of the following health or safety hazards were you more concerned about on the job, sir? Were you concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fell risk, dust and air quality, no real safety concerns? Did you have any concerns at that time, sir?
You know, they varied from job to job. There was some concern. Yeah, I haven't worked in the field for 20 years, so it's going to be hard for me to tell you much that way, you know.
Okay.
I would say probably more the people than, you know, anything.
Careless people on the job?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You've always got that problem.
Okay. And how about this one? Yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person, yes online,
no.
Or no, sir?
No.
Okay, let's move to the next one. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And the first one is political canvassing.
No.
Okay, and how about picketing?
No.
And last one, union organizing.
No.
Great. Let's move to the next one, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that when you were working, never or regularly? Did a union worker visit while you were working, sir, regularly or occasionally or never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Perfect, sir. In changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, sir. And the first one that I have for you is, how will you rate this one? It's called the internet or social media.
Three.
Okay, and how about radio?
5.
A 5. Okay. And how about cable news?
1.
Perfect. And how about one. Okay. And how about friends and neighbors?
Four.
Okay. And how about print or online newspaper?
Four.
Okay. And how about the last one, local TV news programming?
One.
Okay. Great. Let's see the next one. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, healthcare, jobs, in the economy, education, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, or something else, sir?
Probably the environment.
The environment. Okay, perfect. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to the federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, you heard a lot about it. Yes, you heard some about it. Or yes, you heard a little bit about it.
And how far back is all this going?
Yes, sir?
I follow the Davis-Bacon.
Oh, so
I've heard a lot of it. I haven't done, you know, last 10, 15 years, I haven't been following stuff, but up till then I was following it.
Oh, but you have heard a lot about it or some about it?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, perfect. Let's go to the next one, sir. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. And the next one, is, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Do you think
the Democrats.
The Democrats.
The Democrats.
Okay.
That's a hands down.
Okay, perfect, sir. Liz, we're almost done over here, sir. Thank you for your patience. And the next one is, as you may know, the United States Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers, sir? Do you support
the labor, United Auto Workers?
Okay, perfect. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, sir. And you can use approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly, sir. And the first one that I have for you is his job as president overall, sir. Do you approve? How will you approve? Strongly approve,
yes,
or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay, perfect. And the next one is, how about foreign affairs?
Somewhat approved.
Okay, and how about immigration?
That's a tough one. What are the answers again?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following? And you can choose from approve strongly, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, and disapprove strongly.
Disapprove somewhat.
Okay, and how about healthcare?
Approve strongly.
Okay, and how about the economy?
Approve.
Approve strongly?
Somewhat
or...
approve.
Okay. Perfect. And the last one, how about support for labor unions?
I strongly approve.
Perfect, sir. And let me see the next one. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? I strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, I strongly disapprove.
Now, is this Congress as a whole?
Yes, sir.
And their job?
Yes, do you disapprove or approve of the way the Congress is handling its job?
Their own job or Biden's job or what?
All the job that they're supposed to be handling, sir. All his job.
Well, I would say I disapprove strongly, especially with the House.
Okay. And are you a registered voter, sir? Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Perfect, sir. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in the November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances are 50-50, sir?
Certain to vote.
Okay, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrats Joe Biden, for one would you vote for, sir?
Definitely Biden.
Biden, okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, glad, okay. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Fair,
okay. Okay, and how about... Okay, and how could the union, and this is on your words, based on your experience, how could the union best improve its representation and service, sir?
I don't have an answer to that.
Just, you know, based on your experience, what do you think would be the best? What can they improve? Is representation and service. How could the union best improve?
Try to put more on a personal level rather than a numbers game. They say they try to put it on a personal level, but it's all a numbers game to them.
Okay, so more on the personal level. Okay. Okay, and the next one is, this is based on your own words too, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next, and what is the most important thing the union should be working on, sir?
Oh. politics.
Okay. They need to work on that? Okay. And the next one is... Yes, sir?
I can't remember when I've been contacted by the last guy that was in there. He did some stuff with the county district attorney. But I think they need to get more on a local level on politics.
Okay. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, email, mail, text, union meetings?
Probably mail or email.
Mail or email. Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory and updates that are important to the BAC? Never once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year, sir?
That's probably been four or more times a year.
Okay, perfect, sir. And let me see the next one, and we're almost done. We are a 90%, sir. Thank you for your time and patience. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'd say strong.
Great. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Are you white, black, African American, Hispanic, Asian,
white.
Native? White. Okay.
White.
Okay, sir. And strictly for verification purposes by my superiors, can I have just your first name, sir?
First name is Steve.
Steve. Okay, Mr. Steve.
Mm.
And this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time and participation, sir. You have a good rest of the day, Mr. Steve.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.